gang.
Welcome back. Another episode of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt. Nice to see you guys. Hey, I'm in a new spot, huh? How about this? So it's Saturday. It's morning-ish, 9:30 or so. And I'm somewhere else. Feels great. I am at my parents' place, our family home that I basically grew up here. We've had this beach property since the early 80s, since I was about 10 or so. And we spent all our summers here. And then my folks moved here after all of us kids left the house. So they've been living down here for about 15 years or 20 years now, something like that. And so this is where we always come for family gatherings and all kinds of stuff like that. And they're getting ready to maybe move on to an assisted care facility. So I try and make sure I get as much time here with them as I can. In the meantime, oh, there goes a beautiful blue heron. So yeah, so I came down. I thought I was going to go up to the islands with my buddy, but he called and canceled. He had some other stuff going on. The weather wasn't looking good. So I called my folks and thought I'd come down here. So I've been down here for a few days, and I'm going to stay through tomorrow. And I called my brother and sister and told them I was coming. And I'm so fortunate they're both able to be here. So my brother's here now. We've been playing music. He's been playing his pedal steel guitar. He plays the intro here on my journal. And we've been playing some music and hanging out. And it's been great. My sister's showing up today with her guy. And we'll hang out tonight. So hang out with my whole family. It's really special. You know, I never get down here during Christmas. The weather's always too bad. So it's been about a year since I've been here. And having a great time. It feels so good, you guys, to be healthy enough to do this stuff and to sit with my family and eat food and hang out. And so I've been really digging it. So let's, I'm going to make it short. I'm going to go get back to hanging out with them. I just wanted to check in and not be late for you guys. So I thought I'd just get this done. I'm not sure how the audio is. I forgot to bring my microphone. Might be hard to hear, but we'll get through it. You could probably hear Waylon running around here. Come here, bud. Come on up here. Say hi. Good boy. Okay, go on. So, we're having a great time. So, from a food standpoint, you guys, I've been really digging it down here. So, this is an oyster, a working oyster farm. You can see behind me the oyster beds and our little aluminum boat. And we always spend a lot of time fishing and stuff like that down here. But I've sure been having a great time just collecting a few oysters every night. And I've been eating them. And, man, I never really used to care for them, to be honest with you. But my body must be craving them because I am loving them right now. So I'm just cooking them on the grill and having them plain, and they're delicious. And I have some steamer clams as well. I don't care for them as much. You know, I used to cook them in a broth with celery and onions and all that stuff. So eating them plain, I did steam some up just plain the other night, and they were pretty good. They were nice, but the oysters are much better plain. It seems like the clams really benefited from all that garlic and stuff. But yeah, so I'm really enjoying eating that stuff. There's a whole lot of salmon to eat down here, so I had a lovely piece of white king last night that was delicious. And I've been having a really good time hanging out with my folks and eating food and being able to be here and be healthy. So from a zero carb standpoint, you guys, I had a great week. Didn't do much, you know. I'm done with the boats for a little bit, taking a break, and so I didn't do much work-wise. I listened to myself. I took it a little easier, toned my workout down a little, my workouts down a little bit, and you know, basically been feeling really good. Food-wise, I've eaten basically just my hamburgers, but obviously there's been some exceptions now that I'm down here. So in the last few days, I've eaten oysters and clams and fish. And yesterday, my folks took me to, we went to the tribe's local museum, the Squaxin tribe right across from me. There's Squaxin Island, and in the South Puget Sound here, they're a tribe of Native Americans with a rich history. And so we went to the museum, and it was really interesting to see their harvesting techniques. It really got me thinking about food and anthropology, you know, food from a cultural standpoint, historically speaking, and looking at what these folks ate. You know, there were berry rakes, but they were metal, so they came later. But for the most part, they had cedar nets and fish traps. And, you know, I keep talking to my family about it. You know, I can walk down here and fill a table with oysters in literally 1 minute without any work at all. So I can't imagine working your butt off to get some plants to eat when there's food all around you like there is down here. I know that wasn't the case everywhere, but it's pretty interesting to see. So I had a good time at that museum. It was really neat to read their histories. They have a flood myth, which was really fascinating. I always enjoy the cross-cultural reach of that myth, and you know, I love thinking about that old history stuff. So that was fun. But along the way to that museum, you know what we did? We went to a Mexican restaurant, and I was pretty confident it was going to be just fine. They had an American section with burger and a steak if I wanted that. But, you know, I got carne asada, and I asked them just to cook it with nothing on it and with no sides. And you guys, I got to say, that was probably the best meal I've had out at a restaurant so far. I loved it. It was so good. They cooked it great. It made me feel good. And it was a pretty fair portion. So if you haven't tried a Mexican restaurant and gotten a plain carne asada, give it a try. It's highly recommended. So here I am, eating seafood and hanging out on the beach and doing pretty well. What else can I share with you guys? Not much. I think I'm just going to make it really short this time, make it a quick check-in. I got a little video project of my time down here that I'm working on, so hopefully this week when I get home, I'll edit that up and get that poster for you guys so you can see a little bit more of what it's like down here and picking oysters and stuff like that. And you know, I've been kind of trying to follow along there. I've been a little more active on Reddit these days since I haven't been working during the day, so I've been commenting a little bit and reading some stuff, and looks like people are still arguing about whether liver and organs and all that stuff is necessary, and you know, some people really don't think that eating just muscle meat is enough, but I guess that debate's going to go on forever, so you guys know how I feel. I definitely feel like we don't know enough about nutrition to say that a muscle meat diet isn't nutritious enough. Sure, there might be more nutrients in organ meats, but there's a lot more nutrients in multivitamins too. And everything you don't use, you just pee out. So I'm not real interested in getting more nutrition. I just want enough. Right. More than just survival, obviously. I'd like to thrive. I feel like I'm thriving. At any rate, I don't need to go into that. That's just silly stuff. Just wanted to bring it up that I guess I've been paying attention, and they're still talking about it. But if you're just catching my podcast or my journal here and you're interested in getting started on zero carb, just keep it simple, you guys. It's so easy, and I guarantee you you'll learn some stuff. So anyways, I'm going to go now. I think the wind's coming up, and that's probably going to wreck my audio. And I'm going to go hang out with my family. So I'll see if I can get this uploading on the fly while I'm down here. So maybe this will be up there shortly and you'll get to see me before I even leave here. And if not, I'll get something up this week for you guys when I get home. And I will plan on this upcoming week, I think I'm going to try and plan on, like I said, producing some more video stuff that might be a little more interesting. And I will start to maybe try and get back to a little more informative content every once in a while on the journal as well. Maybe I'll, you know, sit down and actually write out a plan for the next one and talk about some issues. So if you guys got any questions or things you'd like me to cover, by all means, please let me know in the comments. And as always, you guys, I love hearing from you. I am so thankful. I just get up every day and say thank you. I am so grateful for everything that's happened in my life, especially these last few years. But for you guys, all your support, comments, and, you know, just kindness and support. It means so much to me. So thank you guys. And I hope you guys are feeling really well, just as I am. And we're continuing to get healthier and learn and grow here. So let's stay on track. And thanks so much, you guys, for listening and watching. And I'll catch you next time. Okay.